Hundreds of pro-immigration activists gathered recently near the White House to send President Obama a message.
We are here to collect on the promises he made to us.
That promise, sweeping pro-immigration reform. The rally was equal parts political theater, voter outrage, and dance party. Such appeals against deporting mamas are not helping this mother. She says when she called police during a domestic violence dispute, she was arrested. She now faces deportation.
Para una justicia por millones de inmigrantes en este país.
I am fighting to not be separated from my daughter and for justice for the millions of immigrants in this country.
Police detained Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois and other activists during the protest. Gutierrez is a strong supporter of immigration reforms, including an end to deporting undocumented immigrant college students. These protesters say more than a million immigrants have been deported since Mr. Obama's election. Speaking to Hispanic activists recently, the president blamed Republicans for failing to enact immigration reforms.
So let's be honest. I need a dance partner here. And the floor is empty.
Political analysts say Mr. Obama needs Hispanic voters to win re-election in 2012. But a recent Gallup poll shows his approval rating among Hispanics has slipped. At the rally, the anger was palpable.
The United States is deporting veterans, and that is not American.
Business leaders testifying on Capitol Hill also seek immigration reform, but their interests are more narrow. They seek quick visa approval for high-tech foreign employees. They say the United States is losing top workers because the immigration process is so cumbersome. Microsoft attorney Brad Smith says other countries have friendlier immigration policies toward top talent.
The world economy has changed. It used to be that people would move in search of the right jobs, but increasingly jobs move in search of the right people.
NASDAQ CEO Robert Greifeld says high-skilled immigrants in the U.S. create jobs.
Among Fortune 500 companies, we found at least 14 NASDAQ companies with foreign-born founders. These companies have created over $522 billion in market capitalization and employ almost 500,000 workers.
With a sluggish economy and a still unresolved debate over raising the debt ceiling, there's much uncertainty in Washington. But one thing is sure, those waiting for comprehensive immigration reform are going to wait a little longer. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Hacen falta muchas cosas para esta nación cambiar. No, no, no basta. No basta, ¿qué? Whatever.